Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. As I mentioned in last week's edition, there is an abundance of singer-songwriters on the folk music scene. Many are quite talented, but in this age of self-produced CDs, many are less so. This week, in our conclusion of Send the Singer Home, we offer some more talented instrumentalists, and our theme music is from Bruce Cockburn from his recent instrumental album, Crowing Ignites. Bruce is a bit unusual, as he is a fine singer and songwriter, and also an extremely talented instrumentalist who usually includes a great guitar piece or two on most of his albums. We heard Sweetness and Light. Crowing Ignites is on True North Records. We'll open this week's program with harpist Moira Nihahasig and guitarist Chris Newman from their recording Firewire and the tune Molly St. George. More great instrumental recordings on this week's edition of the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you.
Sent the singer home this week again on the Sing Out Radio Magazine as we feature instrumentals. And we just heard from the band the Acousticats, and they're recording the Cat's Meow and their take on Dickie Betts' classic In Memory of Elizabeth Reed. That's on Ranch Records. And we let off that set with Moira Nihahasig and Chris Newman. Although Chris was not on that track, the fiddler was No Like Casey. We heard Molly St. George from their recording Fretwire, and that's on Old Bridge Records. One of my favorite instrumentalists plays the Telecaster. His name is Jim Campolongo and his band Honey Fingers. This is from their recording Last Night, This Morning, as we start a set of Beatles tunes. Here, She's a Woman on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Take one. Oh, yeah. She's a woman.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2050. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Bruce Cockburn and his recording Crowing Ignites, and we just heard Fibrock, The Wind in the Valley. Fibrock is trance-inducing Scottish bagpipe music. Bruce Cockburn, that's on True North Records, Crowing Ignites. And before that, we heard a set of Beatles tunes from Bill Evans, including Mother Nature's Son, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, and A Hard Day's Night in a medley from his recording In Good Company. That's on Native and Fine Music. And we let off that set with Jim Campolongo and Honeyfingers from his recording Last Night, This Morning, and She's a Woman. That's on their own record label, Jim Campolongo and Honeyfingers. We're going to lead off this next set with a great band from Minneapolis called Brass Lassie, who take Celtic tunes and add a good deal of brass to them. We're going to hear a tune called The Crown Knot, written by Scottish fiddler Ian Hardy. It was written as a reel, but Brass Lassie add a touch of swing. Here's Brass Lassie and The Crown Knot on the Sing Out radio magazine. Thank you. Leo Kottke from his classic recording Greenhouse and the lead-off track Bean Time. That was originally on Capitol Records. It's been reissued on One Way Records. That's from 1972. And before that, the Horseflies, accompanied by some of their friends playing all kinds of percussion instruments from Cuba and Western Africa. And we heard John Brown's Dream from their recording Two Traditions, the Horseflies. And before that, a new recording from Sharon Isbin. It's called Strings for Peace. And we heard a song called Love Avalanche, Raga Mishra Bharav. And that featured Ayan Ali Bangash on the Sarad. That's on Zoho Records. And before that, the great Jerry Miller, the wonderful guitarist who plays with Elin Jewell. And we heard Moon Fallen from his recording New Road Under My Wheels. And that's on Signature Sounds Records. And we let off that set with the Minneapolis band Brass Lassie and their take on The Crown Knot. That's on their own record label, Brass Lassie. Hope you've enjoyed these couple of weeks of instrumental tunes. I promise we'll get back to some vocals next time. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2050.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning. I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of...